Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You're clapping those hands for Jesus. Can you make them a lot better?
Hallelujah.
Clap those hands together for Jesus. If this is that moment you've been waiting for, can I hear you scream? Were you anticipating that moment? Let me see you dance like never before. Are you ready? Come on. Give the Lord your shout now. Come on. Come on, come on, come on. in the worship of tonight. Let me hear also here. Soprano, Jehovah.
As long as the earth remains.
government affairs. Yeah, whatever you say, say an amen. The blessings of the Lord.
Thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise his holy name. He is worthy of praise. He is worthy of glory. He's worthy of honor. There's no one like Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of Jesus. We praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Hallelujah, Father, we bless your name. We praise your name, Almighty God. We glorify you, O God. Father, thank you for bringing us to a new month, O God. Father, we adore you, O God. Father, we worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Father, we lift up the name of Jesus. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be glorified, O God. Hallelujah. There is no one like you, Jesus. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the Rose of Sharon. You are the Lily of the Valley. You are the bright and morning star, Father. We bless your name. We praise you, O God. We thank you, Lord, that you woke us up this morning. We thank you, Lord, that you started us on our way. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we bless your name, O God. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. We worship you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We adore you, O God. We worship you, O God, in the beauty of your holiness, O God. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. What a great God we serve. You are awesome, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Holy Spirit, have your way
It is not about us. It is about you. Oh, Jesus, we love you. Oh, Jesus, we say thank you. We bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. You are awesome, God. You are mighty, God. You are powerful, God. You are great, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we love you. Father, we need you every second. We need you every moment. We need you every hour. Oh, Jesus, we love you. Father, we say thank you. We come to thy throne of grace this morning and ask you for mercy. Lord, have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. And Lord, we cry out to you for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Father God, forgive us of sin of omission and commission, O God. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, wash us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. O God, we soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. We soak this prayer service in the blood of Jesus. We soak the airways, the cyberspace, the networks in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, Father, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Puriya masse deriya kurumasse deriya kaya masse. Hallelujah re masse deriya kurumasse deriya ka. Hallelujah. Father, we bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you, O God, in the beauty of your holiness, O God. Father, we put the armor on our children and our grandchildren. We put the armor on our spouses, on our nieces, and our nephews, on each and every one of us. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you. Be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. Father, we ask you this morning to send your holy angels to be with us, guiding us and protecting us. In the name of Jesus. Father, empty us of ourselves. Holy Spirit, fill us up to an overflowing. A brute that is not of Jesus. Help us, Holy Ghost. Help us, we need you, Jesus. We want you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Dear Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way. Hover over our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. We praise you. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Thank you for bringing us into the month of November. We bless your name. We adore you. We worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I want to say good morning. I greet you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We bless God for bringing us into the month of November. This is the 11th month of the Gregorian calendar. He has brought us from January up to November 1st, and he will take us through that. We will fulfill everything that he purposed for us to fulfill in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we just want to tell him this morning, thank you. I don't know about you, but I'm so grateful for all that Jesus has done for me. Hallelujah. I could be here for hours talking about his goodness and his grace. Hallelujah, and his love, how much he loves us, how much he cares for us. Hallelujah, a mighty God, a great God. Hallelujah. Let's turn our Bibles this morning to the book of Luke, the book of Luke 11. I've been telling you about Jacob's ladder. Hallelujah. Luke 11, and I will read it starting from verse 1. Says that as he was praying in a certain place, when he sees one of his disciples came unto him, Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples. Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, when you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy will be done as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread. I'm reading from the King James Version. And forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hallelujah. And we have also have further in the book of Matthew. Let's look at the book of Matthew. Hallelujah, I like that better. I think it's Matthew 6. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And I will start from the first one. Verse 5. And when Matthew 6, verse 5. When thou prayest, thou should not be as the hypocrites. For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the street, that they may be seen of men. Verily, verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to the Father which is in secret. The Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathens do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. But not, be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before you ask him. After this manner, therefore, pray you, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and thy glory forever and ever. Amen. Verse 14 says, if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you give not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The disciples wanted to learn how to pray. They saw Jesus praying all the time. Hallelujah. When Jesus prayed, he prayed with confidence. When Jesus prayed, he prayed with assurance. When Jesus prayed, he believed what he prayed. He just didn't just pray if and say if, no. When Jesus prayed, he prayed the will of his Father. When Jesus prayed, you remember the Bible tells us on Mark 1:35, he got up real early and went into a solitary place. When Jesus prayed, he had a one-on-one time with Abba Father. When Jesus prayed and listened to the voice of the Father. He just didn't run his mouth, but he listened after he prayed. He listened a conversation. My brothers and sisters, it's a two-way street. Hallelujah. So Jesus prayed all the time. He was in communication with his Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus was always in communication with his Father. We are starting the month of November. This is a prayer ministry. Hallelujah. We are intercessors and prayer warriors. Hallelujah. As we have said, as I have been stated, the Lord gave the mandate for this ministry. I am that I am, prayer, tabernacle ministry. Hebrews 7:25 says that Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father right now interceding for us. As intercessors, who is the one, the greatest intercessor, Jesus Christ? Who model do we follow after? We follow after Jesus. We follow after how he wants us to pray, what we need to pray. our thoughts or different things and say anything that we want to say. First of all, when we come into prayer, we reference the Lord. My brothers and sisters, we got to reference God. When we meet with him in the morning, I'm speaking to everyone, including myself. When we come to meet Jesus in the morning and pray corporate prayer together, we have to keep our focus and our eyes upon Jesus and not be distracted by what is going on. He told Moses, take off your shoes. The place where you stand is holy ground. We have to have a reverential fear of the Lord. And I think the world, the church has lost it of God. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about fear in the sense of that an anxiety fear. I'm talking about fear in the sense of reference him. He's God. He is holy. He is righteous. Hallelujah. So when we come into his presence, we need to keep our focus and our minds on him. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, our Father, he didn't tell you to say anything else if you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. Now Almighty God is your Father. That's why it's such as an intimate tune to it when he said, Abba Father. Father, not yours, Father, but he said, Abba Father. Abba Father is a relationship. When you have a deep relationship with someone, you say, Abba Father. And you're speaking about a location. Where is your Father? In heaven. Holy is your name. Holy is your name. And so we go on the narrative and we pray. We pray this thing all the time. We rush it. We pray it fast. I'm guilty of that too, our Father. No, we need to take our time and pray it slowly, art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. So everything we do here on this earth should be a model of what is done in heaven. My brothers and sisters, do you think for once that they are distracted in heaven? Do you think they are distracted? God is holy. God is reverence. We got to give him 100%. Hallelujah. He's God. So we begin this month. Lift up your hands, all ye gates, and be ye lifted up. The everlasting door for the King of Glory is coming in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord God Almighty of Glory. When we get into prayers, we got to reference God. When we get into prayers, it's no time to joke and play. We must be serious about it. If you're not going to be distracted, if you're in the presence of the President of the United States, hallelujah, will you be distracted and do all kinds of stuff in the presence of the President of the United States, or will you be focused there and listening to what he has to say? But why do you treat God this way? Why do you treat him the way you treat him? We have to learn and know that he comes first. The breath you breathe is from him. Without God, we cannot do nothing. You see, he's compassionate, he's loving, he's kind, faithful. Father, we bless you and thank you for this new month. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We magnify your name. Your name is worthy of praise. Your name is worthy of glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil. From thine is thy kingdom, power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. I started with this. I will be back on the prayer line. I won't be there at 9 o'clock. We're doing Bible study, but I should be back on this prayer line by 7 a.m. For those who want to do the opening prayer for the month of November, you can join me on the prayer line at 7 a.m. I just wanted to go through what I'm going through this morning to let you know when you come, you be serious about it. We're going to pray to open the month of November, and these are over a lot of prayer points. So if you want to join us on the prayer line at 7 a.m. And I won't keep you long. I'll be here. I think the prayer should be less than 30 minutes or so to pray those prayer points in the name of Jesus. So join me at 7 a.m., but make sure you're serious about it before you join. God bless you.